It's On Second Thought with Chuck Boozer.
All righty, 51 degrees on this Tuesday morning from WHKY's On Second Thought, 1290 AM, 102.3 FM, from anywhere at WHKY.com. Don't forget Clay and Buck at 12 noon today. 3 o'clock this afternoon, it's Sean Hannity. And then back live tomorrow morning from 7 until 9. It's Hal Rowe. And first talk. I thought we might just do this because we've got somebody from Scotland. So let's maybe just do a little... Remember this? This is on my transistor. All right, our next guest knows who that is because she's from Scotland, and this is her neighborhood band. Good morning, Karen Tonks. How are you?
Good morning, Chuck. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Who's that band?
Simple Minds.
Simple Minds, it's Simple Minds, for heaven's sakes. Oh my gosh. I've got a little bit of the Scottish brogue. I think I've got just a bit of it. I can mimic just about anybody.
You're going to be great by the end of this interview.
I would try. I'll try to be. And I'll try to mimic. I'll try not to do that. I love the accent, though, Karen. That's fabulous. You're with Boutique. You're with Kitty Pleasure Tours here. And you're the bus people.
Yeah. Kilty Pleasure Tours, not Kitty. People end up saying that anyway.
Is that right? That's what they relayed to me here in the notes.
Yeah, it's Kilty Pleasure Tours, and it's, you know, on based on that guilty pleasure kind of thing. So,
very nice.
The kilt ties into the Scottish tartan, and the bus is wrapped in tartan or plaid, as you call
Fantastic.
It over here.
Yes. So are you from a transportation family? How did you get into this business? Is this new for you?
Oh, this is totally new. I own another business that I've had for 12 plus years, but this type of transportation is new to me. About 10 years ago, I was in Roanoke, Virginia, and up visiting a friend, and we went on a tour bus, and we visited 4 different venues, and it was 2 of us, and we were sitting on the bus, knew no one else. And by the end of the evening, we had met so many new friends, had such a great time, and it stuck with me for those 9-10 years. And I thought, I would love to do that, to bring people together and make new friends and then enjoy the friends that they have.
And suddenly we're in the bus business.
Yeah.
are these the great big buses, or what are these? What equipment are you using?
Okay, I am starting small. I know I can be an overachiever sometimes, but not with this.
All right, sounds like another story.
It's a small passenger, 14-seater passenger van, and it's very cozy boutique. Fits 10 to 12 people comfortably, and 13 to 14 cozy. But it's starting small, and we've catered for birthdays, anniversaries, winery tours, brewery tours. We've helped with shuttles for big events in the area, things like that. It's just lots of different ideas that anybody has. It doesn't have to involve alcohol, but you can bring a small cooler with beer or wine on.
Okay.
So it covers a multitude of everything.
Well, aren't y'all going to do a tour with our flight card, too? Because for $39, we're selling the HKY First in Flight Cody Law Firm Craft Beer Card, which gets you a flight of 10 at 10 of the local breweries. Aren't y'all doing a tour within Hickory on the bus?
Yes, we are super excited to partner with WHKY and their beer flight card. As you say, there's 10 breweries on there. And I'd be really impressed if somebody can hit all 10 in one day. I don't think that's advisable, actually, unless you're from Scotland. But
you haven't met these radio people around here. Boy, they can put it away here, I'm telling you, Karen. Don't challenge radio people to drink, okay? Oh, my gosh.
But on December 27th at 6 o'clock on my website, which is www.kiltypleasuretours.com, you can see a booking, and you can just hit that button. And for $99, that's the cost of your ticket and your transportation. And we're going to take up to 14 people. So book quickly, but that will cater to 4 or 5 tours.
Yeah. That's kind of exclusive. That's that's kind of neat.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, that's really neat too. Wow. Okay. All right. So what are some of the ins and outs? You're not driving, are you? You have drivers.
Yes, I do. I have three very experienced drivers. They are wonderful people. They've driven professionally. They own businesses. Someone plays in a band. Someone actually plays the bagpipes and wears a kilt. Not while he's driving, but when you're getting on and off the bus.
Yes,
so
I love it.
Weddings especially love that kind of touch, the little personal touch like that.
Well, you know, it seems, I mean, I love this idea. You know, when I was, I've been married 42 years to this woman, and I love her.
Oh, wow.
And so Barry Chase and I were in my apartment in Atlanta back in 1981, before we got married, thinking of a way to go away from the wedding. And we had done some weddings, being in radio and stuff. We've been to weddings and stuff, and people did the limo, people did the horse-drawn carriage. And Barry said to me at the time, he was our promotions director, he said, let's get a MARTA bus, moving Atlantans rapidly through Atlanta, the MARTA system down there. And you could get a bus for $110 from one location to the next. And so Lindy said, what are we doing? And I said, I can't tell you, but I can just tell you it's big and has wheels. And they were taking they were taking pictures when the bus pulled up in front of the church in Norcross, Georgia.
That's awesome.
And one of the girls came to her and said, Lindy, there's a MARTA bus out there. And she said, oh, my God, is it big and has wheels? And she said, it's real big and has wheels. And that's what we went away in. So people love the idea of doing something a little bit different.
Yeah.
And they certainly love the ideas of not just the limousine these days that we've seen, but to do something with the bus. And you've got so much room and stuff, and it's so much. And when you have an exclusive thing like maybe seven couples or 14 singles on the bus, it becomes somewhat exclusive and very intimate.
Yeah, and very safe. You know, you can enjoy your evening with knowing that you're getting door-to-door service, and you don't have to worry about the crazy traffic. You don't have to worry about parking. You're just getting taken from one place to the other in a safe way and then taken home again. I mean, it's great.
I like it. And not taken to the cleaners.
No, absolutely not.
I just thought I'd throw that in. Yeah. How long have you been here from Scotland?
It'll be 21 years.
21 years. Was it hard to adjust to the lifestyle here as opposed to where you came from? Was it the culture different or very much the same? Were you coming from an Americanized type country?
No, I mean, Scotland's pretty different. I do love the weather over here. If I can morph the two countries together, it would be perfect for me.
It rains a lot in Scotland, doesn't it?
It does, but that's why it's so beautiful. It's
right.
Once you've been to Scotland, you'll definitely want to go back. We're a very friendly bunch. We're fun.
I worry about that sometimes, Ken. Maybe you're a little too friendly. But what was the movie that Tom Cruise was in they were in Scotland? Remember he had the heritage stuff. Remember that from years ago?
Oh, no. Can't remember.
That was pre-facelift, I'm going to say, Tom, because everything is pre- or post-facelift with Tom. So it was pre-facelift, which has been a couple of years ago. I mean, my God, he's 87 years old. He looks 40. Come on.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're taking us tonight, are you not? Are you going with us? Because you're going to be driving us over to the restaurant tonight. I guess your company drew the short straw, and you have to take all the employees here from WHKY over to the restaurant tonight for our Christmas party.
I'm not sure about that, actually. I think I might have got mistaken about that.
Oh, is that right?
Sorry.
Oh, it's not you? Oh,
no.
It's not you? Okay. All right.
Well, it will be next year.
Okay. That's fine. I love that. I love that too. Okay. All right. They don't tell me. I'm on a need-to-know basis, and obviously I didn't need to really know that, did I?
Or obviously me too. I'm on a need-to-know.
That's fine. Well, we're delighted to have you here anyway, too. It's Kilty Pleasures Tours. They do tours all over the area here, and of course, this is Karen Tong. She's the owner, and they're part of our Beer Flight car, too. They're going to be the ones that are going to drive you around on December the 27th. You can get in touch with them at KiltyPleasureTours.com. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. And give us a phone number, Karen.
828-666-2146.
Fantastic. I really do love the accent. It's just delightful.
Thank you.
It really is. And so are you. So are you. So nice for you to come by and visit with us this morning. I really appreciate it.
Me too. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You come back anytime. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you, okay?
And to you, Chuck. Thanks.
All right. Karen Talks here. She's the owner of Kilty Pleasures Tours right here in Hickory. If you're looking for something kind of fun for the holidays, for the whole family, this is a great idea, too. We are full of ideas today, are we not? All right, we're talking bus tours. Now we're talking favorites. I'm a donut expert, and we're going to talk donuts next. Oh, boy. Is there one donut in the world? It's Krispy Kreme donuts. We're going to talk holiday Krispy Kreme donuts next on WHKY. Don't go anywhere.